You're listening to the Post-Apocalyptic Media Podcast.
Hello, and welcome back to this 110th episode of the Post-Apocalyptic Media Podcast. I'm your host, Sean, senior editor here at Post-Apocalyptic Media. And we have today, we have a very special guest. I'm doing an interview with Emily Field, the author of an upcoming book called IRL. And we'll talk all about that. She was on a previous anthology that I put together called Through the Aftermath, which I've talked about, I know, on this show before. She had a story in there. And so this is her kind of first, well, she calls it her first official novel, like a full-length novel. And so it's very exciting. We talk all about that in the interview. But before I do that, I wanted to talk about the new anthology. This is like a part two to Through the Aftermath. And this one is, the reason I'm talking about this here is because it's an official, I'm making air quotes, official post-apocalyptic media anthology. This is a pretty big deal because it's put together from the winners of the short story contest from last year, from 2022. 28 different stories, 28 different authors. It's called Through the Remains. And it just released this week. I made a post about it. If you go to postapocalyptic.com, right there on the front, there will be a nice image of Through the Remains. And you click on that, and it'll take you right to the article I wrote that tells a little bit more about it. It has a couple little sample quotes from the book, and then there's links to be able to go there and check it out. So definitely check that out. It was just a monster to work on because it's so, 28 different authors, but totally worth it. I think it came out great. I think the cover came out great. It's a mixture of Photoshop and AI, some Midjourney, things like that. You know how much of a fan of Midjourney I am. But I think everything came out great. It's really, really cool stories. There are some, the stories range from, far future space alien stuff. There's some robot romance if you're into that, which, hey, totally am. And kind of your more traditional modern survival stuff in there. And just a whole range in between. Very, very cool stuff. So check that out if you're into anthologies, you're into short stories, and I know you're into post-apocalyptic stuff. I already know it, right? So yeah, check out that article at postapocalyptic.com. Now, let's get into this here interview with Emily Field. I have with me today Emily Field, the author of the upcoming book, IRL. How you doing, Emily?
Hi. Good. How are you?
I'm great. Yeah, it's good to have you on the show. We've known each other a little while. You had a short story on Through the Aftermath, which is an anthology, post-apocalyptic anthology that I put together last year. And that was a fun story. That was the name of it was Not a Raccoon Stealing Doritos in the Basement, which is one of the most unique titles, I think, in the anthology.
Yeah, I tried to be a little different.
Yeah, it worked. I've had a lot of feedback on certain stories in the anthology. There were 19 of them in there, so people would usually pick out the ones that stood out, and they would usually say, like, I like this one, I like this one, and that Doritos one. They would say the Doritos one, so I thought that was cool.
Really? That's awesome.
Yeah. So let's talk a little bit about what you have coming out here. You have a new, this is your first novel, right? Your full length novel?
I mean, technically it's the second. I do have a Little Mermaid romance I wrote like 6 years ago, whenever. But this is like, I think, the biggest debut novel I've had with a publishing company behind me and everything like that. So.
Oh, okay, cool.
Technically I'm calling it my first, yes.
And you wrote, when you wrote before, you wrote under a different pen name, right?
I did, yes, because it was a romance, so it was Anne Bourne, so oh, okay. Yeah, I did.
And that one was called Blue Moon?
It was, yes.
Okay, cool. Yeah, so now you're kind of going the opposite direction and doing a post-apocalyptic. Yeah, so why don't you tell us a little bit about this book and what it's about?
Basically, I call it if Indiana Jones were a gamer and he meets zombies.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah, it's I don't know how you would have. We were trying to market it. It's a paranormal thriller, so it's kind of like an Indiana Jones type adventure, but it's also dealing with supernatural curse that brings back the
Oh, nice.
undead. So, yeah.
That sounds really interesting. And that story, the short story you had in Through the Aftermath, it ties in somehow to this, right?
Right, one of the secondary characters, Damien, he's kind of towards like the three-fourths of the book a little bit, so it just kind of focused on him and kind of what his experience was at the start of the whole apocalypse, since he has nothing to do with the main characters really until the end a little
Oh, okay. Well, that's cool. So anyone who read that story and, was interested in that. And I know we even put a blurb at the end of your short story saying that in July 2023, the full novel will be coming out. And so you guys are right on schedule. That's pretty awesome. That's unusual too.
Yeah, no, it's exciting. And finally is going to be here next
Wow,
Tuesday.
that's really cool. The 18th.
Yes.
So tell me about I'm always curious to know other people's experiences with the whole process. You know what I mean? Like, so what was your process like getting this out there, getting a publisher, and all that?
I think the process, I think, I'm trying to recall actually. I believe it was from a Twitter contest that
Oh.
Tina liked my pitch on Twitter for the contest, and then we just ended up talking, and she wanted I think it was like, the first 15 pages, and then they liked it, then requested the full, and then they signed me. So it was great.
Wow.
It's just proof the Twitter contests, I think, sometimes do actually work,
Yeah.
so
That's cool. That's really cool. It's good to
yeah.
know because Tina has been on this show before. Tina works for Post Apocalyptic Media. She's one of
Yeah.
the, I guess, co-owner of Rising Action Publishing, or at least, and so that's cool. So there's like all this connection here where, through the Twitter contest, now you're on this podcast and you got in the other anthology. And so it's cool that it all connects like that. Yeah, I think that's exciting. The, just, you know, the process and getting it set up. And now here you are less than a week away from launch. So,
Yeah, very
yeah.
exciting.
So, okay, well, let's talk about your influences because, as we talked about, you have quite a range from the romance, fantasy romance to now this more post-apocalyptic with zombies and paranormal and everything it thrown in there. Now, what are some of the influences that got you to this point?
Honestly, I was writing young adult fiction for a while, and just I was hearing more and more, young adult fantasy isn't selling, it's very oversaturated. So I just transitioned to like, what if I wrote adult fiction? And I'm a gamer myself. I love gaming. I love that whole, community. And I thought it'd be kind of cool to think about, I've never met a lot of my gamer friends. What would it be like in real life to meet up with some of them? Or even better, in a survival situation, would we actually all get along, or not?
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that led to the book. I mean, I thought it'd be just kind of a fun what if.
Yeah, that is really cool. I think that that's one of those things that's becoming more prevalent now. 15 years ago, 20 years ago, people didn't, they would play games with their friends and not even know anything about them. Because a lot of, back then it was like early MMOs and stuff like that, EverQuest. And I have a group of friends. There are five of us, and we try to meet up once a year and just kind of hang out and do, we used to go to like Dragon Con and things like that and Gen Con. And so it's this kind of strikes a chord with me personally, I guess, because it's like, you have this group of friends that you game with, and then you're like, well, what if we had to survive together? What if it, we were, let's say we were out together and something happened where we had to survive. The end of the world happened. We had to survive. I mean, that's an interesting concept. So I really like that whole part of it.
Yeah, it was really fun to imagine.
Yeah, that's really cool. So you said you're a gamer. What are some of your favorite games?
I'm just mostly a PC gamer, so I like the Witcher games. I have not actually, I'll admit I haven't played all of them all the way through. Mostly I just play Left 4 Dead.
Yeah.
and Left 4 Dead 2 just because, you know, they're easy, they're mindless, they're just fun to get on. You know, it's not like a lot involved. So just have fun with it.
Yeah, that's such a great part of gaming. There, you know, there's so many hardcore aspects of it. But just to jump on and kind of kill zombies, I mean...
Right.
It's great.
Yeah. Yeah, like I love Resident Evil 2. Like I've watched my husband play it many times, but you know, again, I'm just more I just don't really be super invested. I just want to jump on with friends, and we just do a campaign, and then we're good.
Yeah, you know, that works. So what else? What other books would you say you enjoy, especially like modern books right now? What are some?
I really like James Rollins. He was definitely part of the inspiration for writing. Like, because, you know, he throws in a lot of archaeological references and modern day science, but it's like a thriller. So that was kind of fun for me to try. I was like, maybe I could try to write one. but I do read a lot of fantasy. And obviously, you know, I like zombie novels. I like horror. So like kind of a eclectic range of things I read.
That's cool. Yeah. And what about, I mean, are there any like classics that you've really enjoyed?
You mean like old classics? Like,
yeah, things that
Dracula.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I mean, Dracula, Frankenstein. I love Frankenstein. That is definitely an all-time favorite of mine. I mean, I love the Alice in Wonderland. You know, I've always read those.
Yeah.
And then Anne of Green Gables. I was just talking to my other friend the other day. I grew up on Anne of Green Gables as well. So it's just, you know, kind of an odd mix, but.
Well, it works, you know.
It comes together. Yeah.
Frankenstein is one of those that, you know, you grow up, of course, there's the whole thing that Frankenstein isn't, you know, it's the name of the doctor. And so there's that whole thing. But you grow up kind of thinking, you know, one way about Frankenstein. And then when you're an adult and you read the book, it just hits a lot different. You're just like, wow, this is a really good book.
Yeah. And just how almost like ahead of the time Shelley was, you know, writing about these things. It is... As a kid, when you read it, that didn't really click for me. But as an adult, you're just like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely a good one. How about movies? Are you a movie buff?
I do love movies. Yeah. You mean like favorite movies right now or in general?
like inspirational movies for you and then just, favorites, I guess.
I mean, Lord of the Rings is always going to be, you know, it's a comfort watch, you know, whenever you're feeling sick or down, I'm like, yep, Lord of the Rings is my comfort movies. Love those. But again, it's eclectic because I love the action movies too, you know, like super into the John Wick genre. I think it's awesome. Indiana Jones, obviously, you know, grew up on that, grew up on Star Wars movies. So all the good ones.
Did you see the latest Indiana Jones?
I have not yet. Have you?
No, I haven't. I was kind of, I don't know. I love the, you know, the early ones, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then it kind of, I don't know, as I grew older, I kind of stopped watching the newer ones and I haven't seen this new one because I'd like to keep those old ones just, you know, Raiders of the Lost Ark, Temple of Doom. That's Indiana Jones to me. So,
exactly. Yes, I agree. When they did the whatever the alien one was, I forget when that one was. Kind of lost me a little bit.
I didn't even see that one. That's
I wouldn't recommend. I mean, again, if you're a fan, like it's okay to be entertaining, but it wasn't my favorite.
Yeah.
But I've been hearing good things about the new one, so I'll give it a shot.
Yeah. When it comes to like Netflix or something.
Well, exactly. Yeah. I think I'm going to wait till it streams, you know, I'm not really going to go to theater to see it. So,
So I'm looking at your bio here on the, on your website, which is emilyafield.com. Well, and I'll put a link to that, of course, in the show notes, but, so it says that you are a cosplayer. Do you go to Dragon Con and Gen Con and all that?
You know, it's been a recent thing for me, so my goal is to get to conventions. That would be amazing.
Oh, nice.
It's been, I guess, you know, Halloween has been always like my favorite holiday type of thing. So every year you look forward to dressing up, and then I realize there's a whole community of people that do it every day.
Oh, yeah.
So that was a really cool discovery. And I think Book Talk, in addition, like there's a big Book Talk community that does cosplay. So that kind of like pushed me over into exploring cosplay. So yeah.
Yeah. That's really cool. Yeah, I think that if you, I don't know, I hate to sound like the old, you know, oh, you're going to love it, you know, when you get out there. But Dragon Con is an experience that you will never forget. You know, it's just one of those things. And I mean, I'm like personally excited for you to go and just see all that, because it's the World Series of cosplay, you know.
I've heard several people recommend it, so
yeah,
on the bucket list for sure.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah.
Do you cosplay when you go, or you just go as a fan?
Well, I used to years and years and years ago, I used to go as a journalist, and then I would just cover it, and then I started actually looking at, you know, the parade, the Dragon Con parade, and I would be like, that was my bucket list thing. I said, I want to get in there. And I did. I dressed up. I had this group of friends who were got together and did G.I. Joe cosplay. And so I did a whole, you know, I'm the kind of person that when I make a character in a game, I have to make like five of them. I have like Alta Hall.
Yeah. You know?
And so I'm the same with the cosplay. I'd make like five different characters but there are people out there who take it way, like they'll have five characters in a day, you know, the same day they'll go change, come
that
back.
That is amazing.
Yeah. Yes. It's pretty hardcore.
Like, you know, make their own costumes. I'm not that level yet quite. I'm not really, you know, a seamstress. I don't really sew.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love seeing everyone's costumes. It's so cool.
I think the order of events is you go to Dragon Con, you see all the stuff, and then you become a seamstress because you're like, I want to make my own stuff now.
Right. Exactly. It's very inspiring to see everyone and what they put together.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's cool. Yeah, I like it's been a long time for me, though. It's probably been 7-8 years since I've done any of that. But it's very cool stuff. I don't know. I highly recommend going, you know.
Yeah, you should go again. We should all go together so we can all meet up.
Yeah. Oh, that would be great. Yeah. It's a lot of fun, though. It's and what's funny is one of the main reasons I stopped going is because I have small. Well, I had small children. Now they're 10 and 11. But they're to that point where we could take them. You know what I mean? Where they could do the thing. Yeah. And that, so that's going to be a whole thing one day.
I think that's the thing too. Yeah. I do have a small children as well. And so that's part of, you know, the issue with travel and trying to get away is that it is harder with small children.
But once they grow up, they can join you. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That would be really, really fun.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah. So let's see. What else do I see here? Oh, artist. Now,
yes.
I'm excited about that personally. I'm, you know, I guess it kind of makes sense. You know, writing and artistry, it's kind of the same side of the brain. I'm an artist myself, too. And I that's why I always find it fascinating when people are writers and artists.
Okay, yeah.
Because it's like you're using that entire side of your brain right there. And it's great.
Yeah. So, yeah, what kind of art do you do, though? I didn't know you're an artist.
Oh, well, I like gouache and acrylic probably the most.
Okay, cool, cool. I'm not familiar with gouache.
Yeah, it's kind of a mix between watercolor and acrylic. It's kind of in between those, where you can do, like, watercolor effects, but it has the opacity of acrylic just about. It's really cool.
Oh, that's interesting. I'm going to have to look into that.
Yeah, and it's pretty cheap, too. You can get little... like on Amazon or something. But I mean, so I saw your favorite is acrylic. Is that right?
It is. Yeah. I think just because I'm impatient and watercolor, you know, you have to wait for it to dry. You have to. I just get impatient.
The same with oil painting.
Yes. Yeah. That forever. Is way too long of a wait time for me. I mean, I like that medium. I just don't have much experience with it either. So. Yeah. Acrylic is just my thing or at least it was. Honestly, I haven't painted in years because, again, with children and life, you know, it's been busy. So,
yeah, that's the thing. It's always one of those, you know, and especially with like writing, you know, you sit down, but you have another person talking to you. And you're like, you're like, okay. Cause you know, to write, you have to get into that world. You have to sit down and get yourself completely in, and you know, in your character and someone's like, hey, do you want to see this thing I made. You can't be like, go away. You know, you have to be like, oh, sure, yeah.
Right. And then you lose your train of thought completely, yeah. And you're like, what?
Yeah. So it's definitely a different ball game when you have kids.
Yeah,
that's cool. So you're it has here on your header image, it says author, gamer, cosplay artist. That's right. Like all the cool things. That's all.
I hope so. Yeah, I hope one day to, you know, get back into the art. Because my side goal was to, like, you know, be able to sell paintings or something. But I mean, also, I don't, you know, have a studio at the house or anything. So it is hard to, you know, set up all of your paints and then take it down. And then, you know, the kids are so little that they would definitely mess with it. And then you have acrylic paint all over your house. And that's not what you want.
Yeah. But, you know,
someday
get back into it. And maybe, you know, I took a long time off, and I don't want to say it was like riding a bike, but it was close, you know, where you're like, oh, I remember this, you know. And
yeah, exactly. There's just, you know, there's phases in life, there's times in life. So
yeah,
I think right now it's the writing phase, right? You have, it's easy to like get on your laptop. At least you don't have to set that up or anything.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no big mess to be made with a laptop. And
Right.
Well, cool. So we have the book on July 18th coming out. IRL is what it's called. And I think that, you know, your description is great. It definitely, I mean, it speaks to me. I think that, you know, we've kind of established that it's more, you know, it's for a game, like a gamer mindset, I guess. And what would they do in that situation if, you know, they get together and they survive? Very, very cool idea. I'm excited for it. And so tell me about the different medium it's going to be. It's going to be paperback and Kindle, or?
Yes, paperback. I'm definitely sure it's going to be Kindle. There will be an audiobook, I've heard, releasing 2 weeks after the 18th.
Oh, nice.
There will be an audiobook, yay. And actually, we just found out there will be hardcovers available at some point as well. So,
oh, very cool.
Very excited for, you know, I don't know. I just think it's fun to have a hardcover.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be available, you know, everywhere, wherever books are sold.
Very cool.
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Apple, I'm assuming. I don't know.
Yeah.
Definitely Audible. So I think it's going to be an Audible exclusive or something like that.
Oh, okay. Very cool. Is it going to be on Kindle Unlimited also?
You know, I'm not sure, honestly, but I could check on that.
That's very cool. I think with hardcovers too, when you do like a book signing, like an in-store book signing, people love hardcovers.
Right. That's what I was thinking too. It's like, you know, it's almost, I don't know what I'm going to say, it's like a rite of passage for authors, but I don't know. We're all just really excited for hardcovers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, very cool. All right. Well, I'll put links to all that in the show notes for today, and people can check that out and hopefully buy your book, because that will be on the 18th. So this will come out a little bit before that, probably, you know, 3 or 4 days before. So
people
can get all excited.
Yeah. Any shout outs? And having my first event at a Barnes & Noble on the 29th. So
oh, nice.
I'm, you know, nervous, but you know, it should be interesting, should be exciting.
Well, do you want to plug that in case people want to go? And
if they're in the Naperville, Illinois area, it's the Naperville Barnes & Noble, Saturday the 29th from 4 to 6. I'll try to be doing some live streaming. I obviously, with Rising Action, with my publisher, I'll be posting a bunch of, you know, stories, reels, things on there. I'll try to go live on Instagram or something. they were asking, and I was like, yeah. And then I'm also doing an Instagram takeover on Monday, this coming Monday, the 17th. If anyone has any questions, they're feel free to pop on Rising Action's Instagram and ask away.
Very cool.
So yeah,
that's cool. Yeah, I'll put a link to the website, and it has all of your other contact information, social media, all that kind of stuff. So
yeah,
very cool. Well, Emily, thank you for coming on the show. This was a lot of fun. I always like talking about you know, post-apocalyptic games and movies and books and all that. So it was a lot of fun. Good luck with the launch of the book and the signing and all that. That's very, very exciting stuff.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, definitely. You'll have to come on again. And when you're rich and famous, you know, you have to remember the little guy.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
All right. Well, thanks again for coming on. And again, best of luck.
Thank you so much. Have a great week.